This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 605,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 4 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is in favor of Americans wearing face masks to help curb the surging coronavirus pandemic, but still says that he will not impose a national mandate. Mr. Trump said in an interview at the White House, first aired on the Fox News Sunday TV show, that he's a believer in masks. He continued that he thinks masks are good. He wore masks in public for the first time only a week ago. Top Republicans in Congress are expecting to meet Monday with President Trump on the next COVID-19 aid package, as the administration panned more virus testing money and interject other priorities that could complicate quick passage. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was prepared to roll out the $1 trillion package in a matter of days, but divisions between the Senate GOP majority and the White House posed fresh challenges. Congress was returning to session this week as the coronavirus crisis, many had hoped would have improved by now, only worsened. And just earlier, a federal emergency relief was expiring. Australia's acting chief medical officer said Monday, as the country braces for a second wave of infection, that a surge in COVID-19 cases in Australia's second biggest city could take weeks to subside despite a lockdown and orders to wear masks. Authorities in the state of Victoria, whose capital Melbourne is in partial lockdown amid a new outbreak, reported 275 new COVID-19 cases on Monday. That is down from a daily record of 438 3 days earlier. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.